diving right back into it here on 96.5 The Fan. It's a new day. It's Thursday. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey with you. There is an atrocious football game on tonight. Denver visits the New Orleans Saints. No Rashid Shaheed, no Chris Olave, no Derek Carr, no Patrick Surtain Jr.
Nobody.
Nobody rides for free. Nobody.
Look at the NFL Network trying to hype this one up as a big return for
Sean Payton and and Cheatgate.
Yeah.
When he sent Greg Williams out to kill Brett Favre.
No, it wasn't Cheatgate. What was that called? Bountygate.
Bountygate.
Yeah. That was the one. Bountygate. Yeah, Greg Williams with two G's. And every time we bring him up, you know he's from Excelsior Springs. I don't care. Still a douche.
Yeah. A dragon can't live if he's still got his head attached to him, I think was the quote about what they should do to Brett Favre.
Slay the head or whatever they were saying, you know, take out the head and all this kind of stuff. Like, come on now. You're out there trying to injure players on purpose. Mm-hmm. That's low rent, man. It really is.
Met him once.
God forbid if they do that to Tom Brady, who will be calling the game on Sunday for the Chiefs and the Niners.
Mm-hmm.
So,
affect the head. That's what it was. Affect the head.
Okay. Yeah, affect the head, and the dragon can die. Or the monster, whatever it was. Yeah. And then Favre, what did he do? Was that actually a tweet after the game? He, showed his body of, it was, purple and green and blue, and they just...
Was Twitter around back then?
I think so. I just remember Brett Favre had... Somebody sent photos out, because I remember that, the next day, he's his leg and his, everything was bruised. This wasn't the picture that he sent out to...
Yeah, right. It wasn't a picture of him in his Crocs, right. Yeah,
with the mole and the watch.
Right.
But Tom Brady's going to do the announcing for the Chiefs game on Sunday, which I think is quite hilarious because obviously I haven't watched a lot of 3 o'clock games. If they are, it's the Kansas City Chiefs, and I watch the actual broadcast, not Red Zone. So unfortunately, I don't have a whole lot of track record or videotape on Tom Brady and his announcing skills. I have heard throughout 5 weeks it has gotten better.
That's what people have said, yes.
So I don't really necessarily have an opinion on it. The thing that I think is interesting about Sunday's game against the Niners and Tom Brady being the color commentator is that I'm interested to know how he's going to sound talking about Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that is because Tom Brady on the way out handed the torch to Patrick Mahomes. Whether you want to believe it or not, whether you're a Patriots diehard, whether you're a Tom Brady diehard, Tom Brady gave Patrick Mahomes the torch.
He did. He went to the locker room and told him good he is. Yeah.
Literally, right. This happened.
Right.
And we've all seen it. We've all known it. Tom Brady, for 20 years, was the best quarterback in football. I know he was in a league with Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, mm-hmm. all these guys that were in the league with Tom Brady. Tom Brady was supreme. Because he won, because he ripped your heart out, and because he won in the regular season as well.
Right.
So everywhere he was supposed to win, Tom Brady did it. And Patrick Mahomes has now done that.
Yes, he has.
And he's been the face of the NFL for at least the last 3 years.
And maybe even a better way that Patrick Mahomes has done it too, right? There's been no kind of stop down yet. At this point of Tom Brady's career, we were in that desert of 10 years where they didn't win a championship, mm-hmm. you know?
And I'm interested to know how Brady talks about Mahomes and how he explains his play style, because all we've ever heard Tom Brady say about Patrick Mahomes are the sugar-coated, cupcaked version of, yeah, he's really great. He's a super talented quarterback. He wins a lot. He's got mm-hmm. a lot of titles. But now we're going to hear Tom Brady actually dissect Patrick Mahomes, where people could say, oh, we've heard Romo and those guys. Romo didn't play against Mahomes. Romo didn't beat Mahomes twice in the playoffs. Romo wasn't the best quarterback seeing the new guy come in, get ready to take your shoes.
No, we've never seen anything like this, right?
And so I'm wondering if it's going to feel forced for Tom Brady or if he's actually really excited to kind of tell people what he really does see in Patrick Mahomes.
I think it's going to be an unbelievable broadcast by Tom Brady. At least that's kind of the way that I'm going into it, because Tom genuinely likes Patrick Mahomes, mm-hmm. genuinely respects Patrick Mahomes, understands that, hey, this cat could do things that I couldn't do, right? Like, I was really, really good, the best of all time in my era. I'm still considered the best of all time, but man, this guy's doing the stuff that I couldn't do. He makes amazing plays out there on the field. And I think it's a really good, strong relationship between those two guys, because that's all we've seen, right? There's never been any infighting. Now, if this was Jordan calling a LeBron game early on, probably be a little bit different, I would imagine, right?
Or if it was like Kobe calling
LeBron game, probably be a little bit different. But I think Tom Brady has so much respect and admiration for Patrick Mahomes that that will show on Sunday. And it should show on Sunday because, quite honestly, that's what a real man would do. I mean, like, yeah, I was really good, but by God, like, if you can't recognize that Patrick Mahomes is on track to be better than when you were, and you're trying to hold back that, you're doing it wrong on the broadcast, and then you become selfish. Like, Aaron Rodgers wouldn't say anything nice about Patrick Mahomes if he was calling a game, right? Like, he would get on there and go, I don't think that's anything special, or however Aaron Rodgers wants to handle it. I do believe that Tom Brady is genuinely excited to watch Patrick Mahomes play. Not many people go to a visiting locker room and congratulate a guy on how good he played after they just beat their ass in an AFC championship game. Tom Brady recognized, oh my God, what do they say? Talent recognizes talent, right? And Tom Brady's as talented as they come, and Patrick Mahomes may be even more talented than Tom Brady, is more talented than Tom Brady, right? And so I think Tom's going to recognize that. And if he doesn't recognize that, and he's poo-pooing, you know, Patrick Mahomes, then you can say, uh-oh, he got a little grudge on him. He doesn't want Patrick Mahomes to become the best quarterback. But I think Tom is one of those guys I could see willingly passing that torch to Mahomes.
Yeah, and to me, the interesting part is, like, how much of it are we going to hear? Because, like, sometimes you think Romo's, it's forced. Like, at first it wasn't. Like, at first Romo really was like, I don't know what this guy's capable of doing because I've never seen this type of stuff before. Everybody's like, Romo was all of us.
Right.
Collinsworth, same thing. At first it was like, okay, now it's just like, stop it.
Right. Well, they've seen him so many times.
Right.
You
and
know?
Now yeah. Brady from the booth is going to see this, and it's like, you know, I brought the numbers. Patrick Mahomes against San Francisco in the regular season is combined two games in the regular season. 49-72, 737 yards, 6 touchdowns, 1 interception. His QBR is 123.9, and he has an average completion percentage of 68.3. So he shows up against San Francisco.
Yeah, right.
Now that's 18 and 22.
Right.
Those are the 2 years, the times that they played. And in the Super Bowl, when he's played San Francisco, he's 60 of 88 for 619 yards, 4 touchdowns, 3 picks, an 88.7 QBR, and a 67.9 completion percentage. So same defense essentially over the past couple of years, Mahomes has actually been able to torch. Tom Brady might get to see something here, and I'm interested to see how many times we get the comparison of what it was like in New England as to what it is like in Kansas City. And
do you
I'm not
want
mad
that?
About it. I do.
You do want that, okay.
Because I want it from his perspective.
Okay.
Like, I'd want it from Bills. Yeah. I don't need it from, and this isn't a shot, I don't need it from Ryan Clark, or I don't need it from Rex Ryan, or I don't need it
somebody
from
somebody who wasn't there.
Right. Yeah, or knows about it enough that we're like, well, when I was in New York and, you know, sucking toes and watching feet videos, and New England Patriots, they did this. Whereas, like, you didn't know what was going on in New England, essentially, because you weren't the head coach or the quarterback. I want credibility.
Yeah.
And I want somebody like Tom Brady, who's had to literally be suffocated with comments of Kelce and Mahomes are better than Gronk and Brady.
Right.
And I want to hear him talk about, well, you know, when Gronk and I would run this similar route, this is why they might do it better.
Yeah.
And to hear him say that, or to maybe see him kind of come full circle in his career where it's like, I'm up here now, he's down there, and this is where we talk.
It's really the first time in a while that I've been intrigued by the actual television broadcast. Like, when Tony Romo first came on the scene, I think we were all very intrigued about, like, this guy just played last year. What's he going to bring to the table? And he hit the ground running. He was great in his first year. He's gotten better this year than he's been the last couple of years, but his first year, by all means, was the best. And I think going into this game, it's really probably the first time since Romo's called the game for the first time that I'm like, I'm anxious to see what Tom Brady's going to say. I watched a little of that first game, but everybody was so quick to judgment with Tom Brady in the first game. Think about the first time you ever did anything, the first day on your new job. You know, you weren't good on the first day of your new job, whatever it is. But as the weeks went by and the months went by and the games went by, you get better, you get better, you get better. Mm-hmm. And Tom Brady, I think, obviously has had 6 weeks of a body of work underneath his coat or whatever you want to say. And now he's going to have the opportunity to go out there and shine on the biggest game that he's ever done. Like, he's played in Super Bowls, right? But this is going to be the biggest game that he's ever done in the broadcast booth. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to knock it out of the park. I'm really excited to see Tom Brady and hear from Tom Brady on this one.
to be fair, I think people were quick to judge because
he
got gifted a really difficult job that he's never done before and really never prepped before. Like, didn't do any off-season training. Like, it is very evident that he is raw at this, but he's gotten better. Yeah, and Greg Olsen's
fantastic. And Greg
Olsen
was fantastic. That's the other thing.
He is fantastic.
He's best active color commentator in the game right now.
Yeah, I don't think you're stretching to say that.
There's just not many good ones.
I think Brady's better than Mark Sanchez. Mark Sanchez sounds like he's trying too hard.
Tries too hard.
Yeah.
And I have heard some Mark Sanchez games where I'm like, dude, bro, come on.
Yeah. 100%.
But I hope Tom doesn't try to be that guy either. Like the case of the try too hard. It's like George always talks about. It just doesn't work when you go out there and you try too hard.
Just be relaxed.
Just be yourself. Be you. Do your thing. You know, don't speak in cliches and all that kind of stuff. Be honest with what's going on.
Be raw and real.
But some of the players do have a tough time being honest because they're programmed and trained for their entire career to be milquetoast and to not say anything and have some PR guy going, two more guys and moving on. They don't really have the opportunity to be humans. And so when they get into the booth a lot of times, they're still not able to be humans because they're so used to being these programmed robots by, you know, the PR staff. So hopefully Tom has shedded that because the last thing you want to hear is just a bunch of cliches from Tom Brady and he's not offering you anything.
I think he shed everything but plastic. Somebody says a good text here on the text line. Give them credit. The comparison for Brady announcing Mahomes would be the equivalent of when Jack Nicklaus had to comment on Tiger at major tournaments.
Yeah.
Pretty solid there.
But it was Jack.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A commentator?
Oh, yeah.
He was. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or he would be like the guest that he would do like basically Sunday, and they'd just be like, you can do it as long as you want. Be like, we're on hole 15. You might as well stick around.